92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday at this time in order to give us an update of what's a preview of what's coming up in the paper. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. But how did Gulf Breeze do after the weather yesterday?
I haven't heard of any damage, but there was quite a blow. It was really strong winds. I mean, even before the storm, we could really feel it. And, of course, a lot of people, you know, closed down early to let their families go home, and the kids were out of school half a day because of the anticipated storm. I know there was damage in other areas, but we did not get that much that I'm aware of. And but we did get quite a bit of rain, and even after the initial that line went through, we still had quite a bit of thunder and really some long thunder, which was kind of crazy, but we're all good. We're all good.
Yeah, scary stuff yesterday. And by the way, good reminder of why you close early or close entirely, you know, different approach from Escambia and Santa Rosa, but I think it was a good thing that we didn't have buses driving around in that weather yesterday for sure. The Santa Rosa clerk, it sounds like somebody basically stole money through access from their email of a vendor that was money that was sent. Is that kind of what we think right now?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it had anything to do with any ill, you know, it's like theft on the part of the employees of the clerk's office, but they are not saying a whole lot. We don't know who the vendor is. We don't know what the vendor provides, but apparently someone got involved and with the payment and took another $800,000. Fortunately, it was caught. I don't know whether the money actually was transferred. We're still waiting to hear more about it. There's definitely a very large investigation going on, though.
Yeah, for sure. We also had a discussion in the last week about the half-cent sales tax for transportation, roads and bridges, being joined with impact fees that the commission has put into place contingent upon passage of the local option sales tax half penny, right?
Well, it sounds to me, and it's just my opinion, I believe that the half-cent sales tax is going to be unpopular, but the impact fees are popular. But, of course, the commission wants the half-cent sales tax, but they don't want the impact fees. Most of them have expressed that opinion.
Right.
So it looks like they're saying, well, you know, we hopefully will attach the impact fees to something that we don't think is popular, so it will go down. But they really do want that half-cent sales tax. So they might be surprised. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah,
depending on what the mood of the voters is.
Right. And, I mean, you know, Santa Rosa historically has had a big fat hell no to new taxes. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, as you say, it's the one version of this that the people, some people anyway, do seem to want. What is this business about the water utility not sampling a well? What's this?
Well, they did come clean and say that they had put a new well online and they missed about a half a year of sampling the water.
Okay.
They had to let everyone know.
Which utility?
Know that,
which utility was this?
It was Fairpoint. Fairpoint, okay. Regional Utility System, which is the utility that provides the water to Gulf Breeze Water and Midway Water, and also Holly Navarre Water. So it is, I believe, the Holly Navarre Water. I know for sure. I believe it provides all the water for the South End, which is why those wells are so important. Anyway, it turns out everything was fine. There was no contaminants. They have looked at it, but they did have to let everyone know that they had failed to monitor the water quality in that one well. And they said, you know, I don't know what happened. They really don't know what happened, but they're just letting everyone know.
Well, and you know, failure to monitor is not the same as there actually being a problem, right? It just means that if there had been, we wouldn't have known about it right away. And, you know, so it's a problem, but at least, you know, nobody was harmed. Nobody got sewer water coming in the drinking water, as has happened in other cases very recently. We know about that. We also have a new restaurant opening.
New restaurant, a new Italian deli has opened in Gulf Breeze. It is open daylight hours till 4 p.m., according to our restaurant reviewer, Cindy Reeves, they have an amazing Italian sub, and lots of sweets. And they have a whole deli case full of Italian pastries and things. I have not had the opportunity to go by there because it's hard to get there before 4, if you plan ahead, you might be able to make it work.
I gotcha. And thanks for making us all hungry for that now. That's fantastic. You got stories about the volleyball girls in Gulf Breeze High. Honor rolls are inside. The calendar is in the newspaper, the Gulf Breeze News, out and available everywhere on Thursdays. Lisa Newell always gives us a preview. She's the publisher. As always, Lisa, thank you for the information, keeping us informed, and publishing a great resource for local news interest, right? Thank you.
Thanks so much. We enjoy it. We have a good time every year. I hope that you enjoy it, too. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got our traffic for us. Jimmy?
We have got a lot of congestion on Burgess in between I-110 and 98. Traffic is backed up westbound on I-10 from 9 Mile exit to Pine Forest. Heading west on 98, typical morning congestion, and Avalon and Del Monte Street, just north of I-10, there is a vehicle crash with roadblocks, so please use caution. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah and Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any delays. If you do see something that we should be reporting, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Just got one note in here from Gulf Breeze that they're doing corrections officers are going to be doing canine training in the city of Gulf Breeze today. So if you see that, there's no need to be concerned about it. It's just training. It'll be in the area of between the hospital and the Publix. So just if you see that, it's normal, expected, no big deal. You don't need to call it in. Hey, if you have an import, you've got a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, nice imports, you pay extra for them, good cars. You don't have to pay extra to service them. You don't have to go to the dealership. Actually, the federal law says you don't have to go to the dealership. And especially if that dealership is at a distance across bridges with higher gas prices and with the time it takes to get there or the higher prices, hey, just go to Bobby Leica's Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They'll take care of you. Domestic cars, too. Diesel engines, they work on those. It's a little bit different, but not everybody does, and they do. Gas engines, same thing. They work on those. No problem. Bobby Leica's Auto Service, the website, is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. You know, you take your body to the doctor periodically. You should take your car to Bobby Likas periodically to make sure that everything is going to continue to run well so you don't have those high expense, high inconvenience catastrophes because you didn't do the routine scheduled preventative maintenance. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailor.
It was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I've seen me a mermaid once. I even seen me a shark eat an octopus. I ain't never seen no phantom Russian submarine.
If you'd like to come forward and address item 2024-222, Exchange Hotel, Blackwood Financial Group, Facade Group.
I'm very excited about the opportunity to present this grant application to you tonight. I've been hoping for an investment opportunity in this building since I've been here for 6 years.
See, we get on Milton a lot for the city council and really just a couple of members of city council, misbehavior and weirdness and difficulty. But the city itself actually runs very well. And this is kind of a cool story. That's the voice of Casey Powell, who is the mayor pro tem last night, chairing the meeting when Heather Lindsay was out. And Ed Spears, the development director, talking about the Exchange Hotel, which if you don't know, the Exchange Hotel is that kind of orange red brick building right across the street on the south side of Caroline from the old courthouse. It's, you see it and you're like, oh, that looks like a historic building. Well, sure enough, it is. And not just historic, but significantly interesting.
The hotel was built in 1914. It is a contributing structure to the city's historic district and on the National Register of Historic Places. One of the often joking criteria used in historic buildings is, well, did Elvis sleep there? Elvis slept here. In 1956, he was hidden from his rabid fans at the Exchange while he was performing in Pensacola.
So Elvis slept there as a hideout from all of the people, you know, back in the day wearing their petticoats or whatever. Or their poodle skirts or whatever they call them. Anyway, I think that's fascinating. So there's this company that is going to be doing a refurbishment. They're asking for a grant for the facade for outside, $10,000 match based on a $7,500 contribution. They're putting another $20,000 into a total project of $90,000 altogether. And one of the guys who represents Blackwood Financial Group says,
we're going to try to do some significant tenant improvements. The current owner is doing some substantial improvements inside. If we have the opportunity to acquire the building, we'd like to the best of our ability, restore it to its 1914 facade so it looks exactly like it did at the time, including landscaping.
That's cool. And by the way, downtown Milton really is one of these cool, historic downtowns that has lots of possible features that you can really, I mean, you could very easily envision it becoming, except for the fact that we drive a highway four lanes right through the middle, two lanes now, but going to be four, right? Right through the middle of it. You could see it becoming one of those, you know, historic, quaint, stumble upon, oh, this is so cool kind of places. I mean, it is that, but the highway is going to divide that always. Jeff Snow making the question that everybody wanted to know.
Can we find out which room Elvis slept in?
Which room was Elvis in?
That'll be the meeting space, right?
That's the one that people want to go to. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Transportation Safety Security Administration says that over 1,500 firearms have been intercepted at airports across the country so far this year. If that trend continues, they'll be on track to be just slightly lower than last year's total. Bad weather delaying the start of the Masters this morning. The Augusta National Golf Club says the first round has now been rescheduled to 10:30 Eastern time at the earliest. Tiger Woods, of course, making his return to this event. He's hoping to break his tie with Sam Snead for the most tour championships.
And by the way, I think that 10:30 is Eastern.
It is Eastern,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Blair Witch Project is getting a reboot. That announcement made Wednesday at the movie theater trade show CinemaCon.
You mean they found more footage?
Apparently. Plot details are being kept under wraps, but it'll probably be in the woods. I don't know. The film is being described as a new vision that will reintroduce the horror classic to a new generation.
You know, I had not watched that movie, and then I watched it within the last year and thought, I didn't need to watch that movie.
Yeah, just, I've never seen it, honestly.
I'm not a big horror movie person, you know, but I don't mind them. I just don't get the captivation. And that was more of a, it's going to pay off, though, at the end, right? It's going to pay off, though, at the end, right? Oh, thanks for nothing. David, thanks so much for the update. 825 News Radio 92.3. Jimmy, are you a horror film fan?
I like some horror films. I don't like the overly
bloody, not the gory.
Yeah,
you know. Like suspense.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Thrillers.
A
I
good
guess
surprise.
Is what they're called. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay, all
course.
Right. A good jump scare.
Great
Boom!
Jump scare. Oh, that didn't work. That didn't
Dang
work.
It.
I apologize.
I'll do better. How do the roads look?
The roads are looking pretty green here in Pensacola. Looks like they got those accidents cleared up in Avalon. We are still looking a little bit congested on Burgess Road in between Highway 29 and I-110. But coming into Gulf Breeze, looks like it's clearing up. If you are heading westbound on there, We are clear on 9 Mile, and I-10 is looking great. So if you do see anything that we need to be reporting, please give us a call at our traffic tip line, 437-1620, or shoot us a text to that number as well. I'm Jimmy McClellan with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, very good. By the way, I do know we're having issues with the online stream today, and I know it's frustrating because it does not sound great. Our engineers are aware they're working on it, but I will tell you this. You can always listen to the podcast, and the podcast is clean because that comes from our, like, before it ever goes to any processing sort of thing, so that shouldn't have any of those problems. So I know it's annoying. I'm so sorry. We're working on it, but, you know, it's good to have a product you like enough that you care when it doesn't sound good. I don't know. Anyway, I can't really spin that one for us, so I apologize. Hey, if you're looking for that next vehicle, or you've been putting off getting that next vehicle, or you're like me, you put it off way too long, you know how it goes. You get to a car that's got a lot of miles on it, and it's not super reliable anymore, but you don't want to go through the hassle of getting a new one. And you keep telling yourself it's not that much money, $500 or $1,000 at a time, to fix things. Okay, well, eventually it is enough money that you probably ought to get a new car. And get that new, almost new car at Frontier Motors. They specialize in 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, good condition cars at good prices. It's easy to buy. I know, because we bought one there intending only to test drive it, and the price was so good. Basically, you know, they showed us the price. That's good. Can you come down? Yes. Can you give us a day? Yes. Can you come down again? Yes. I guess we'll buy it. Like, you did everything we needed to do, and it was super easy. The least obnoxious, most enjoyable car buying experience I have ever had. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Men Who Cook is this weekend. Oh, my God, it's going to be so good. You're going to like what we have. My son and I always cook for that. The 11th annual Men Who Cook benefits the Pace Center for Girls. It's going to be at Wahoo Stadium this year, so different venue. It is well worth the money to get in. It is always a great time. And, you know, obviously the charity is fantastic. Get your tickets or be a sponsor at newsradio923.com. Crawfish Festival is coming. Speaking of great food events, Friday, April 26th through Sunday, April 28th at, what is the name of that? Bertram Park. I couldn't think. Cordova Crawfish Company putting this together, all kinds of activities, in Seville Square. And are we calling it Fountain Park now? I thought, well, anyway, whatever. You know where it is, right there off of Main Street. So that's always a good event coming up in a couple of weeks. And Pensacola Navy Days. First time we're doing this. This is sort of like a Pensacola version of Fleet Week without the fleet. Like, just celebrating the Navy and celebrating the mission, May 17th, 18th, and 19th, honoring the valor of past and present military personnel stationed at NAS Pensacola. The gallery night is connected with this. Navy Days night at the Museum Gala. There's a Navy Days 4K run and walk. I won't be in that. There's a parade. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's going to be going on. This is a really cool first-of-its-kind event that we're doing in Pensacola coming up May 17th, 18th, and 19th. 829 on News Radio 92.3. This is a very interesting story I was reading yesterday about teachers having to deal with AI, right? Kids say, hey, write me this paper, AI, and then they submit it, and you got to catch them for the, you know, plagiarism, right? But now teachers are using AI to grade papers. So the kid asked the AI to write the paper. The human kid asked the machine to write the paper, and then the human teacher asked the AI to grade the paper. And you know, these are problems on both sides. Ethical issues. One thought is that when it comes to just fact-based type things, the AI might do a better job of grading the paper than the human. That's weird to think. No. Just no. It's so... But they're actually saying, you know, teaching kids how to use the AI to make their paper better, because the teacher says the AI is kind of like having a TA, a teaching assistant, working for them. And it's just a machine instead of a, you know, human being. No is the answer. No. I don't want the machines making our use of language better so that we can do one of the fundamental human things of wrapping words around our ideas in order to communicate them to other people. I don't need machine enhancement of any kind for my communication with you. No, 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 I say. But I'm not going to stop it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
Democrats in Arizona's legislature after Republicans blocked the repeal of a near-total abortion ban and then adjourned. State Supreme Court Tuesday upheld the ban passed in 1864 before Arizona was a state.
We do not want to repeal the pre Roe law without first having a conversation about it.
Republican Teresa Martinez, there's an agreement not to enforce the ban for 45 days. Police in Washington, D.C. are looking for two men who shot six people, killing one man in Washington, D.C.
Our preliminary investigation indicates the suspects exited a vehicle and began shooting at people that were outside here in the neighborhood.
Police Chief Pamela Smith, two children, 9 and 12 years old, are wounded. Wholesale inflation comes in at 2.1% annually, 0.2% for the month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 63. The sun shining this morning in Pensacola. The agency taking the lead on dealing with homelessness here in our area says they're starting to make progress in their effort to create a new governance board. It's part of the effort to align opening doors of Northwest Florida with the federal government and the strategic plan to reduce homelessness by 25% by 2025. Once that new board is created, the agency says they'll begin looking for a new executive director. Opening Doors of Northwest Florida is the official continuum of care organization and coordinates with the federal government to address homelessness. We are getting a little bit better idea of all that damage from those storms that hit the area yesterday. Looks like the hardest hit area was in Bellevue, where strong winds did knock down power lines, a traffic light, and sent a large tree into a home on Foster Street. Luckily, nobody in the room when that tree hit. Several small children had apparently just left the room moments before. This is a different Bellevue resident who talked with Channel 3.
I heard the alert go off on my phone that there was a tornado warning. And then, like, right at that moment, there was, like, a huge boom. So I took my kids and my cats, and we went in the bathroom until 2 when it was over. And then I came outside, and it was, like, debris everywhere. Lines are down.
And county officials did report some wind damage and minor flooding. The good news is no injuries or fatalities reported over in Santa Rosa County. Several homes reportedly were damaged.
No injuries, no loss of life, which is always a fabulous day for us. We did have a little bit of damage. We had some crews out doing a preliminary damage assessment in the Pea Ridge area in Santa Rosa County.
Santa Rosa Public Safety Director Tom Lloyd there. In the aftermath of committing an ethics violation, Milton City Councilman Mike Cusack has been removed as a chairman of the city's finance committee.
It will always be a concern if an individual member of council ever presents to an outside individual that they have the authority to bind the city in a contract, share confidential information with an outside individual to benefit that person individually, and then repeatedly, for more than 4 meetings, lie about what occurred.
City Attorney Alex Andrade there. Cusack was fined $1,500 after admitting that he disclosed confidential information during negotiations with former city manager Scott Collins. The vote to remove Cusack was 6-1. Cusack abstained. Prior to that vote, resident Pam Mitchell was escorted out of that meeting by a Milton police officer for trying to address the council. Governor DeSantis has signed 5 different bills into law. Those bills all dealing with the protection of kids. One inspired by Gabby Petito's story. She was killed by her fiance after police in Utah took little action after a domestic incident. The governor says this new law would set up additional training for law enforcement.
The bill creates a lethality assessment that requires responding law enforcement officers to a domestic violence incident to determine whether a domestic violence victim is at a higher risk of death or serious injury.
And the governor also signed a bill aimed at cracking down on grooming of children by sexual predators online. Another sets up a grant program to allow law enforcement to conduct more online sting operations. 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
We are looking pretty clear out there. This traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Looks like if you are coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton, we are all clear. Looks like that morning traffic has kind of cleared up. If you're coming west from Gulf Breeze, we are seeing a little bit of a buildup in Gulf Breeze proper, but clear once you get to the bridge. No traffic seems to be impeding on us here. Olive and Burgess Road and I-10 looks pretty good to go. If you do see anything we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. From pancakes to smoothies, almost everything is better with Florida blueberries. In season now, look for fresh from Florida blueberries at your local grocery store. I'm Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
We are going to be seeing some clouds throughout the morning hours. Temperatures warming up near 73 degrees this afternoon. Temperatures overnight dropping near 55. For Friday, plenty of sunshine, high near 76. Friday night temperatures dropping near 55. Beautiful sunny weather continues into the weekend with temperatures staying mid to upper 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, sunshine 63 in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Milton. Our next news at 9. Your money now this morning. Markets are opening up slightly. The S&P 500 up 765 at 5168.29. NASDAQ up 8075 at 16251.11. But the Dow is down just a few points here, down 2495 at 38436.56. Your 10-year bond rate down at 4.53%. Gold price is up $12.50 today at $23.60.90. Silver price is up 13 cents at $28.19. And Bitcoin up again today, up 1,781 at 70,715.40. Looks like the rest of the crypto market, as normal, is following suit. It appears fewer Americans are applying for jobless benefits, as the number of first-time unemployment claims were down for the week ending April 16th. There were 211,000 claims, down from 222,000 the week before. A federal jury ordering Amazon to pay more than $500 million to a Chicago-based tech company for patent infringement. Cove accused Amazon Web Services of infringement in a lawsuit filed all the way back in 2018. The suit claimed the subsidiary of the e-commerce giant used the firm's technology as a building block for its cloud-based services. And President Biden says he still believes the Federal Reserve will be cutting interest rates by the end of the year. That's what he told reporters yesterday after new data showed inflation increased in March. 8:38, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, time for our frivolous conversation, and now is when we ask the question where you can ask your coworkers, ask your kids, ask over dinner, whatever, and just have fun arguing about stuff that we know doesn't matter, even though sometimes it kind of does. Today is National Pet Day, and it has been like 4 years since we asked this question previously on a frivolous, so I will ask it again. It's an oldie, it's a goodie, it's a classic, it's a, people have feelings, cat or dog? 437-1620, 437-1620. Cat or dog, tell me your thoughts. You know, Neither or both are acceptable answers, but kind of not that interesting. 437-1620. Pick one, pick the other. Let's start with Jake. Jake, yeah. I got two producers in here today. So, Jake, cat or dog?
I'm going to have to go cat just because of my living circumstances. If I had a house with a yard, I would have a dog all day long.
Yeah. Okay, so really, cat is your settle for.
Yes, it's my,
All right, so you're normal. You just, you know, you're accommodating challenging circumstances.
I'm limited by my lifestyle.
Yeah. Jimmy, cat or dog?
I have a dog, and my roommate has a cat, so I guess both. I grew up with a bunch of cats and dogs and turtles at one point, so.
You refuse to participate? Is that what you're telling me? You won't pick one or the other over the other?
I'm not opinionated enough on this subject.
You
I
can
guess.
Only have
this
one.
Is going to be an issue for us, I think. So, what kind of dog you got?
I have a black lab golden retriever mix.
Okay, all right.
Yes, his name's Bueno.
A black and gold.
Yes, black and gold.
Tan and gold. All right, tan and black. All right, 437-1620. 437-1620. Dog or cat? I don't want to like end the conversation prematurely, but I did let a little bit of it slip with Jake. Yeah, dogs are amazing and cats are of the devil. I mean, that's all there is to it. They're just, you know, and if you think otherwise, I mean, you need to read your Bible more. So, you know, 437-1620, lots of reasons why. lots of reasons why. You know, how many times have you tuned into America's Got Talent to see the great trained cat show? You know? And how many times have you had to clean up the dog fur from the table and the counter because the dog had jumped up on the counter and was getting in the food? And the answer is no to neither one of those questions. Don't start with me, Jimmy.
There is a plus to having a dog. Is like a
dog or a cat?
A dog. It's it's like a vacuum cleaner. It's like having a Roomba around.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, the old Mother Goose and Grimm cartoon I remember from years ago was the dotted line at about 3 foot up the wall. Mm-hmm. Things above that are yours. Things below that are mine. I mean, that's real simple. 437-1620. 437-1620. Dog or cat on National Pet Day? Somebody says dog with 3 exclamation marks. And I think that is the definitive argument. That's all you really need to say. You know, a couple of exclamation marks and you're done. Somebody here says, dogs have masters, cats have staff. No, that is, yeah. Yep. No, I will tell you the truth. I did have a cat once upon a time. It was rescue is not quite the right term. I had a coworker who needed to get rid of it because she was pregnant and the toxoplasmosis or whatever. And so, you know, I adopted that cat from her. This cat then proceeded to, what's the word I want? Urinate on everything! Everything I owned! My then-girlfriend, who became my wife, there was no day in our early relationship quite nearly as pleasant to her as the day the cat went, and then the hide-a-bed went that had been where the cat had went. If you follow me on my use of the words there. 437-1620. Cat. Oh, and I have a personal pain story here. I mean, I have a really deep personal pain story on cats and dogs. I'll tell you in a second. Somebody says dogs are man's best friend. It's so true. I come off more like I hate cats than I really do, but I think on net, you know. Just even the licking. You know, a dog licks your face and it's adorable. A cat licks your face and you got to go get, you know, level 1 trauma care because that's, you know, it's so abrasive. And God, the cats and their indifference and their attitude and their, look, you know, I don't need all that. I'm just trying to have a relationship and you are trouble.
I think a dog licking your face can be traumatizing as well if you think too hard about where the dog's.
Oh, no, you don't ask these questions. Yeah. No. The dog's mouth is one of the cleanest places on earth, and we trust the science on that. Because, don't ask. Don't think. Just allow it. It's okay. This is, by the way, something my wife and I totally disagree about. Yeah. She does not let the dogs. We have 2 Australian shepherds, miniatures, toys, really, almost. And she does not let them. And me, I'm like, oh, it's great. Lick away. It's fine. I mean, there's that old line from The Truth About Cats and Dogs that it's okay to love your cat as long as you don't love your cat. You know, so, you know, you do have to. I mean, 5 hours later is a bit much. 437-1620. The way to figure out who loves you more, the wife versus the dog. Lock both in the car trunk and see who's happy to see you when you open the trunk. I'm not endorsing that comment. I'm laughing at that comment. I'm not endorsing that comment. No, dogs are amazing, right? You know, you leave for 38 seconds and they think you've been gone for 3 weeks and they're so affectionate. Cat, you know, you leave for 4 hours, you come home and they're like, again? You? Have you not got a better place to be? 845 News Radio 92.3. No, the hair done to me is a real issue. The hair that just gets everywhere. And, yeah, the indifference. If I want to play with the pet, I want to play with the pet. I don't want to have to coerce you or persuade you. Please come play with me. All right. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are looking pretty clear. Everything seems to have cleared up. We are all in the green. If you are coming in from Gulf Breeze, it looks like there is actually a little bit of a buildup just around Tiger Point area, so be expecting that if you're coming westbound into Gulf Breeze. We do seem to be clearing up once you get to the bridge, though. Looking good on I-10, I-110, no traffic on Pine Forest. And if you are coming in from Pace and Milton, we should be good to go. But if you see any traffic that we should be reporting, or you want to weigh in on this cat versus dog situation we got going on in the studio, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
And by the way, you're always welcome to disagree with me. That's never a question, especially in the frivolous topic. Like, people have all kinds of answers here. Somebody here says, cats, we have four, ages 14 years to 7 months, no issues, love dogs as well. I'm done with the litter boxes. Oh, no, that's true. You know, but dogs have their issues too, right? That, you know, when they're going in the backyard, I mean, that stuff doesn't clean itself up. There are downsides to both. But I'll put it to you this way. If you like the idea of unconditional love, total trust, support, a partner, and friendship, you're going to like a dog. And if you want, you know, conditional love, you serve me. I will be affectionate to you when I choose to be. You should have married better and you own a cat. I mean, you know.
Turn your living space into a vomitorium.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly.
I could build an entirely new dog with the amount of hair my dog sheds.
Oh, no, that's true. The best cats are act like dogs and the worst dogs act like cats. Oh, I love that. That's a great phrase. Dogs, little ones especially, are adorable. Yeah, that's true. Although the little ones have, you know, the Napoleon complex. They bark more. Somebody says cats are a waste of fur, dogs all the way. let's see. The disdain. Somebody sent me a picture of their cat in like a pair of jeans on the ground. The judgy disdain, exclaiming proof that he wears the pants in the family. Oh, that's cute. I think it's kind of what you want out of people is sort of what you get out of pets. And, you know, if you want drama, get a cat. If you want happiness, get a dog. I mean, it does seem to sort of fall into that basic category. Mm-hmm. So I think the people who like cats, they like the challenge of it. You know, they like the drama of it. They want to go in the garden and they want to grow things that are hard to grow. And, you know, people who like dogs, like, I just want to plant the seed and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, but of course they take a lot of work too. 4-3. Oh, my drama story, my personal pain story, I should say. If you really want to understand the roots of my triggeredness when it comes to cats versus dogs, it's really this simple. My mom and my dad got divorced when I was 5. That's not a source, but that's just backdrop context. So I was living with my mom in like townhouses and smaller houses. And I always said, I want a dog. And she's like, when we get a house, okay, we can get a dog. And she got remarried and all, fine. So when I was a sophomore, junior in high school, we finally got a house. And my whole life I had promised house, dog, house, dog, house, dog. I come home one day, we got a cat. Mm. You ever go into the refrigerator and pour yourself a nice glass of milk and then you go to drink it and it turns out it's orange juice? That experience, that's what that felt like. And a fat, obnoxious cat to boot. Like, Garfield has nothing on this cat. McGuffey was it? Now, I actually love the cat. But, no, it was a very traumatizing thing. I thought, I'm gonna when I get out. And then Jack was another fat cat my mom had. So, you know. That was very traumatizing. It was the only promise my mother ever broke to me. Mm. And I remember that. You remember that stuff.
What a promise to break.
I know, right? Yeah. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Well, hey, if you're renting and you have pet limitations and you want to buy a house, you can get your child a dog and fulfill the lifelong promise you made to him.
What a great segue.
Tragically painful segue.
It's a little bit of tears in this one. Call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty, because pets or not pets, or just wanting to get a house or buy or sell or whatever you want to do, she will take care of it. And she, you know, talk to you and figure out your needs. And, you know, I know one time she was telling me about a family that just had trouble finding a good home that had the right parameters for them because they had a larger family, and finding a house that they could afford in the right neighborhood, you know, with the right, you know, amenities and the right size, that was all a challenge. And she did. because she's really, really good at this. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join them tomorrow as they detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers. It's time to get out and play. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a shoulder right here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop!
Bang, 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 bang. Of course, if you combine the dangers of today's eclipse with Friday's seismic activity in the Northeast, well, a more troubling picture emerges.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted that the earthquake and Monday's solar eclipse are a sign from God that Americans need to repent.
Stop it. How do you know? How would you know that that is what God meant? Why would God be so obtuse? Why would he do that? Or she, why would she? Or how crazy would it be if God insisted on they, them?
Oh, Jon Stewart. No, not Jon Stewart. This is actually a little bit funny because Marjorie Taylor Greene did in fact tweet, God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses and many more things to come. I pray that our country listens. Yeah, the country needs to be repenting and we should pray for that. But an eclipse is not a sign to repent, or the little earth jiggle that came in New York, or anything else. And he went on, and appropriately so.
Is this really how God works? I must let man know to repent their wickedness. How, Lord? Well, I don't know, dim the lights for like 4 minutes.
God's Irish
path. And God, what else? Give New Jersey a little shake, maybe. Enough to render the buildings to rubble and to bring people to their knees in repentance and atonement? No, just a little like a Jersey. Just a little noogie, like, oh, Jersey.
I love when a comedian makes himself laugh so much it can't contain the non-laughing. So, no, it's so silly. Theodicy, by the way, is the sort of philosophical, theological paradigm that interprets bad things in the world as being evidence of God's displeasure and good things as being evidence of God's favor. Not true. I mean, you know, there was a fairly famous, perfect, sinless guy who suffered a lot of things. And you also have examples of bad things happening to good people throughout the, not just history, but the Bible. And even Jesus taught that, you know, Tower of Siloam falls on good and bad people, and Pilate killed good and bad people. Stop it. You know, I remember Pat Robertson very famously saying that, you know, the Katrina was punishment on New Orleans. No, it's just, shh, stop. Stop. It's not helping. Anyway, so by the way, you know, you had also The View weighing in on this. And, you know, if Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks that the eclipse that we know was coming for hundreds of years was, you know, evidence of God's judgment, well, you know, Sonny Hostin on The View had her own view about what the eclipse and the cicadas that she did not understand and the earthquake meant, you know, that these were all...
Say all those things together... would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists or something
point.
Is really
or the Earth is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No.
It happens.
And the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen, and they actually can say when these things are going to happen. So,
oh, my God. You know, say before I'll say again, when you're getting fact-checked by Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar, you have made some really bad daily choices. So yeah, the cicadas are predictable, 13 and 17 years, different broods, different times, different geographies. The eclipse is very predictable, astronomical event, has nothing to do with the heat of planet Earth, nor does the Earth jiggle have anything to do with the heat of the air on planet. I mean, it's amazing. Like I said, that Joy and Whoopi are fact-checking you on your science nonsense is embarrassing, really. But at least it didn't happen to me. Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are looking mostly green in Pensacola other than a vehicle crash, but the roadway is clear. That is going to be on North W Street next to Truman Avenue. Again, a vehicle crash. Roadway is clear, though. If you are coming in from Gulf Breeze around Tiger Point and Oriole Beach area, it is a little congested with that morning traffic, so just be expecting that. We are clear on I-10 and I-110. We are clear on Highway 29, and if you are coming in from Pace and Milton, you are good to go on Highway 90. I am Jimmy with your traffic on the fives. If you do see anything that we should be reporting, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620.
Very good, Jimmy. Thanks so much for that. By the way, this is, you know, occasionally in the past hung around with other Christians, and sometimes Christians say silly things. And one of this theodicy business, this idea that you can tell, you know, God's unhappy because a bad thing happens or God's happy because a good thing happens, explain then the suffering and persecution of the saints. But, okay, one of the ideas people do have in real life is some person you go to church with has calamity strike, health issues, job issues, whatever it is, bad things. And a lot of people, very mistakenly, what's their sin? What'd they do wrong? It doesn't work that way. Sorry. Pastors, can I get an amen? I know. I'm trying to help because you know that people think these ridiculous things. All right. 8:58 here on News Radio 92.3. It's time for future news. That's when Jimmy and I, or Jake and I, tell you what's going to happen here in the future. But before it does, the Masters, will they play today? They're still delayed. Will they play today? They will be playing today? All right, I think so, too. Bubba Watson, Tiger Woods, who's going to make the cut? Are either of them going to make the cut?
I'm always pulling for Bubba just because he's a local guy.
Yeah.
I like to see Bubba do well. Tiger Woods, you think he's going to make the cut?
It's iffy, but he said he's got another one in him.
I'm going to just root for everybody. For the local, root for the superstar. US 29, they test roadbed surface for the TPO to do some high-end technology pilot programs funded by the federal government and I think state, but mostly federal. Will that work? Will that happen? Will it save lives?
I think it'll happen, and it'll be marginal.
Me too.
I agree with Jake. I think this is a good thing. I'm eager to see what they have. And Austin told me that the price tag it takes to do this is actually very light compared to the price tag even to add lanes or something like that. Will Hurlburt Field, will we fix the traffic on 98 and help them through a workaround?
It's going to be tough.
We have to.
I say yes.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.